Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents in Franklin, Mass. Sunday morning, January 29, 2017. Partly cloudy, but lots of sun here at least. There's no snow on the ground, end of January. But there's a lot of little tree falls, so I'm picking up some of that before stopping to finish this conversation, or at least this talk, this morning. Recording my time, morning. You may be listening to this afternoon, evening, or whatever, in your space, in your time. Maybe even on a different day than Sunday. That happens. What's going on in your world? It's here. It's already the end of the first month of the new year. You've got your goals and objectives set. You've got things ready to go. Already making good progress, I hope. Lots of opportunity in these challenging times. Increasingly challenging times. Given the political spectrum here in the United States. Found out this morning that our president has already filed for re-election in 2020. He did so 5 hours after being sworn in. So he is not only our president, he is also a presidential candidate. And I'm sure he's going to tend to use some of those loopholes to his advantage. So, challenging times. It's been all over the news internationally as well about the executive order he signed limiting immigrants and travelers from certain countries. I think that's constitutionally incorrect. I understand where he's coming from, and certainly he's meeting his campaign promise. But to the extent that he's done it on his own with his own advisors and excluding all the people who normally would be included, including the Department of Naturalization Services, DNS, I think it's been implemented incorrectly. There's already a junction against part of it, and we'll see how that continues to go. As this climate becomes challenging. So as I've mentioned in other times, I think I'll continue to stay focused on the Franklin pieces. The Franklin government budget. We're into our budget cycle. Our state governor has issued his budget to start the kickoff the fiscal 2018 budget cycle. The Senate Ways and Means Committee and then the House will issue theirs several weeks down the road, each take their turn. And then ultimately, after the Senate does theirs and the House does theirs, there's a joint committee that'll work out the differences and give to the governor the budget to sign before the end of the fiscal year. So a lot of talk, a lot of negotiation. And that budget really sets the priorities for what's going to happen at the state level. We're in our own budget cycle here in Franklin. The capital budget is being discussed at the FinCom tomorrow. The school committee has a workshop to review their prioritizations for the budget also tomorrow. As each of the departments within the town continue to work on their budget. Usually in May, April and May, the FinCom goes through their budget hearings before making a recommendation to the town council. And the town council do their budget hearings usually early in June. And then again, they have to agree on a budget before the end of the fiscal year, June 30th. So what are the priorities. Because by putting the dollars associated with them, that can make things happen. That's where the rubber meets the road. Do you have a similar process in your area? Your local town, city, county, state? I'm sure there's multiple levels of budgets in some places, maybe less so in others. Curious as to how your budget process goes. I think it's probably similar in many ways, but there's some differences. Drop me a line, let me know. We can get into that conversation. There may be some things that we can leverage in terms of some of the sharings I do within Franklin around the budget and some of the things I'm planning to do this year. The town, while it's good about giving the numbers, they're also in a way that kind of, you know, it's hard to make sense of what's going on in some ways. I think the school committee does a better job in terms of the, I think it's 80-85% of the budget is really personnel costs, salary, and benefits. The rest is, you know, the transportation, the materials. But so much has been taken out of the school committee budget, school's budget, over the years. It is now being supplanted by, like, the PCCs, the parent councils, teacher group, the parent teacher groups, excuse me, the parent groups for each of the schools. The FEF, the Franklin Education Foundation, provides some significant grants to help supplement what has been provided to the budget level. So while the schools are operated, it's not immediately just all the school's budget that covers what they do. There are other contributors to the school's budget. And I want to make sure that that's understood better for my fellow Franklin residents. You know, there's so many things that are done in the town that are not funded by the town. The 4th of July, the Downtown Partnership does its holiday strolls, the Cultural District has its events. All of these don't require town funding, and yet they're, quote, town events. And to a certain extent, it really shouldn't matter. But when it starts coming down to prioritizations, you need to know where the money is going and where it's not and who's actually paying for it. So follow the money. So that's what I'm about to do this year. Just a little bit of time left, so I'll wrap up. This, again, is Steve Sherlock for Steve's 2 Cents here in Franklin, Mass. End of the year. If you've got any budget comments, feel free to drop the line. And we can get into that discussion. Until next time, take care, be good, achieve good things.